Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of SGC Speaks, a sports and entertainment podcast. I'm your host, Simon Cotton. Yeah, let's get into this wrestling stuff. This episode is being recorded on Tuesday, February 5th, just before SmackDown. And, of course, that show looks like it's going to be pretty good. Jeff Hardy's wrestling Daniel Bryan in a non-title match, as well as Mustafa Ali in action against Randy Orton. So, of course, everybody's going to be looking for that dreaded RK out of nowhere. But overall, that looks like a good episode, much better than what I was reading from Monday Night Raw. Because unlike some of my friends and colleagues, I refused to watch that show following the news that Jeff Jarrett was going to be in action, followed by Road Dogg as his manager or valet, whatever you want to call it in this regard, against Elias. That's three different combinations of bad, irritating, and ridiculous that I can't deal with. The reason I'm recording today's episode is following the news from Fightful.com that states that WWE will be returning to Saudi Arabia on May 5th, at the very least at some point early in May. I might have gotten the date wrong. It might be May 3rd. This will be WWE's third time returning to Saudi Arabia since their new deal was announced, which is for over $450 million over a 10-year period. And they caught a lot of controversy with their second return following the news of Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post columnist and journalist. He went to the consulate in Turkey and was attacked brutally. Like, reports said he was cut up and his body was dismembered. And yet, despite the news of this, WWE continued to plow ahead with their endeavor under the guise of trying to change that country. I believe JBL and later Randy Orton said you can only change a country by going to that country and doing business with that country. You won't change a company by impoverishing them, which is a whole nother episode or a whole nother topic I would love to delve into, because I know for a fact that's false. I just really ain't got the patience to deal with that crap. But it's just the notion of WWE returning to Saudi Arabia. And it's really interesting, juxtaposed to all the quote-unquote good PR and feel-good moments they do around this time of year. WrestleMania season, the buzz is going. Seth Rollins is going to finally defeat Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. We're gonna put an end to the part-timer as the top champion on Raw. Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey are killing it with their build to WrestleMania, what is presumed to be the main event. Even if Charlotte is added to the match, it's not going to detract from it. The match will be good. The match will be great even though it doesn't necessarily need her. That's a whole other topic in and of itself. You got all these positive things going for it. All these people who are about to, Asuka is the champion coming into WrestleMania. We don't know what's going to happen with that. There's a lot of good stuff to look forward to, as should be for WrestleMania season. And they're going to immediately follow it up with a Saudi Arabia show. Of course, ironically, this around that time kicks off the WWE's international tour anyway. But it's still just somewhat ridiculous that they're still going to come back and do business with this country, especially after they made, what, $2 billion deal, I believe, with the Fox and USA Network for their TV rights to SmackDown and Raw separately. So they clearly don't need that money. And I believe the stock decreased drastically for a short time period after this subject got heated. And I can only imagine it's going to get worse. So, with that being said, I'm not going to watch. I really have no interest. Everything I've been reading from reports of these shows basically show that there's nothing to look forward to. There hasn't been anything substantial to happen on any of these Saudi Arabia events. At the first show, you got to see John Cena and Triple H wrestle. They had better matches in 2006 and 2007, like you would expect. The next show was a storyline point that led to Shane McMahon and The Miz becoming the tag team champions, something I could have skipped entirely and not missed a moment. Oh yeah, that's also the show where they completely buried Braun Strowman, having him lose to at least 5 or 6 F5s at the hands of Brock Lesnar and a championship title shot against the head. What's going to happen this time? What's going to happen this time is just going to make it even more pointless for fans in the U.S. to tune in. But I guess at that point, the question is, why in the hell are fans in the U.S. tuning in? That's all I really got to say about this. It's kind of hard to even focus on positive stuff when you know they're just going to follow it up with something crazy. But this is the professional wrestling company. A lot of us shows to watch. Fans of it for years. Even when they do stupid stuff, we always give them our attention. Except yesterday, because unlike y'all, I wasn't going to watch that. And to the ones who decided to watch, you're insane. And I think I'm going to leave it on that note. Nice talking to you all. This is the first podcast I've done in a long time. Hoping to do a lot more of these in much more detail, talking about some stuff with WrestleMania. Of course, there's the stuff to talk about with Dean Ambrose, Charlotte Flair being added to the match at WrestleMania. Or at least that's what's been rumored to happen. But we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Until then, this is SGC, and I have spoken.